Al-Shabaab announced a few days ago that they were going to launch more aggressive attacks on the transitional federal government. So I think in that sense, it probably represents an opening salvo in that. But in some sense, it's a continuation of their really extreme and horrendous violence against civilians. I hark back to the December attack when a suicide bomber blew himself up at a graduation ceremony, killing ministers and the first medical students and doctors that had graduated in Somalia in many years. And now this attack, and of course the attack in Kampala at the end of the World Cup that Africa hosted. So it's something new in some ways, but otherwise a continuation of the violence against civilians that it's perpetrated.
Does Al-Shabaab represent any security threat to the U.S., or is the threat more of a connection, perhaps, or was there a connection, between Somalis here in the U.S. who were being perhaps recruited by Al-Shabaab?
Well, I think they do represent a security threat to the United States. They're a designated foreign terrorist organization, as you cited. We have many, or at least some, Americans who have traveled to fight with Al-Shabaab. We have an American who was involved in a suicide bombing, Shirwa Ahmed, who blew himself up attacking sites in northern Somalia. And some of the foreign fighters who are with Al-Shabaab have declared publicly to the New York Times that the U.S. is a target. So I think they do present a security threat. In, even without that, it's very, very clear that they present an extreme security threat to Somalia, peace, prosperity, and the neighboring countries in the region.
We have a report from a correspondent out in the region that, in fact, one of the suicide bombers was a 16-year-old guard for Al-Shabaab leader Mukhtar Robah. Can you confirm on that?
I can't confirm on that, but we believe they were Somalis, and certainly their use of a 16-year-old would not be shocking. An organization that is willing to walk into a hotel, lock the doors, and just indiscriminately open fire and then kill its hostages, I certainly would not put it past them to also use a 16-year-old as a suicide bomber.